Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect-for-you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. Today, I'm going to talk about something that you're not going to be super surprised of. It is something that has been so influential in my business. I look back on the things that helped me grow 5-3 Racing starting around 2020, 2021 timeframe. And probably the biggest, if I could think of two things, just actual actions versus like mindset shifts and all, or giving it time or staying consistent. But the two actions that I made a change in to really grow my business were to hire a mentor, but also to create content consistently. I have started with content and then I would stop when I wouldn't get a new athlete right away. I would post once and expect like a major waterfall of inquiries and, you know, wouldn't get any. I would post like some sort of special deal, like setup fee is waived or something, and expect all these inquiries and get none. Because I just had no realistic expectation of how content works. Now, 3 years later, or three or so years later, I can tell you that creating content as a coach is a non-negotiable if you want to grow. It is so massively important for a number of reasons. And I talk about this a lot, so you may have heard me talk about it. But I think if you're feeling a little down about content, or you're feeling like it's a lot of work, if you're feeling like it is not worth the time and all the work, or you're just so confused by it and you're just like, why am I doing this? Listen to the rest of this podcast, because you will be motivated by the end of it and you'll understand better why. And sometimes it's just a reminder you need to hear a lot. Even looking over my notes for this episode, I was like, whew, this is really a lot of good reasons why staying consistent in content's important. So let's get started. So I'm going to first go over some thoughts about content, because I have had coaches come to me and say, I think, you know, social media is awful. I hate it. I hate putting myself out there. And I want to just start with posting content. I'm going to be mostly talking about social media, but it could be emails or blogs or other things, other types of writing. But posting content is really a mindset shift. It's an opportunity. See it as an opportunity, not as something like, oh my gosh, I hate it, I have to do it again. See it as an opportunity. For the triathlon coaches, how many athletes have we had that hate the pool? And it's because their mindset about it is awful. So it's going to continue to be awful until they figure out a way to enjoy it. See the positives of it. So social media is a mindset shift. It's an opportunity to write daily and reach our athletes, prospective athletes, and followings. And it's free. You don't have to spend all this money or do all these things. It's only a cost in time. Okay. It's an opportunity also, unlike any that we've had, you know, before the last 10 years. Some of us have been around a while. And back in the day, the way you got your marketing out there was by printing out flyers for local race packets or putting an advertisement in the back of a triathlete magazine, Runner's World, one of the magazines. Like, that's what we used to have to do. We didn't have this free resource that we can easily use. You can just pop on. Also, I wonder how writers 100 years ago would feel about the fact that you can write something and then have feedback on it within a second pushing post. It's the speed up of that writing and how you can get feedback and how it can get to the people that need it so quickly is just fantastic. So if you're looking at this like, oh, I suck. Everybody's already said what I want to say. There's nothing for me out there. It's useless. Guess what? It's going to continue to feel that way. But can we make the mindset shift or create that shift So it's not this awful, awful thing. Feel really abundant and really lucky that we have the opportunity to use this free asset. So that's the first part. Just remember, we live in a special time. It's not some hugely negative thing. Think of it in a positive way. So the triathlon coaching space is crowded. The running coach space is crowded. The cycling, anywhere in the endurance space, there's way more coaches than there ever have been. They're everywhere. There's probably a couple in your town. I want you to think about content as a way to differentiate you from the other coaches in the world, in your area, in your niche. It is something that will improve you and your business. And it's going to improve you in three main ways, which is going to be the majority of this episode. First, it's going to improve you as a coach. Second, it's going to improve your athletes and following. And three, it's going to drive marketing of your business and subsequent growth. So we're going to go through each of these, but I want you to remember that it's not just about sales. That's number three. It's to help people and it's to help you, first and foremost. It is not for sales. Now, sales is going to happen and it's going to be one reason we do it. But if you keep thinking it's about selling and being salesy and putting yourself out there and it's like you feel like a used car salesman or any number of things, not a great plan. I want you to think much more abundantly on it, that it's there to help people. It's there to help you. So probably the hardest part of it to understand until you actually do it is that one, it's going to improve you as a coach. You're like, how does writing about me help me as a coach? First off, it builds a habit of daily or near daily writing. That habit is such an accelerator because it puts you in front of thoughts or ideas about how you coach and makes you think about them. And the whole act of writing is like, it just makes you so much more advanced in how you feel about things and how you would like to coach someone. It's like it gives you coaching experience. The writing gives you coaching experience. And it helps you solve athlete problems down the road because you've already thought about it. It's an accelerator. I think that's such a fantastic way to think about it. It's such an abundant way. It helps you be a better coach. It also builds your voice and writing messaging skills and thought leadership. As coaches, we're leaders. Our athletes look up to us to help them plan their athletic lives. We are leaders. And it's going to build your voice and your skills, and you're going to find out what you stand for and what you don't. And that's okay. But you're just going to have more leadership, and you're going to build a following. And a following isn't just people that they hit follow on Instagram. It's that you have people that are looking up to your advice. They need to feel really comfortable doing that to hire you. It gives you a platform to be a leader. It's such a great thing. It also refines your elevator pitch, your coaching framework, and your sales call script and messaging. You're going to be so much more clear on explaining who you coach and how you coach and what your niche is. And it's going to make your coaching, it's going to help you create a coaching framework. And you're like, what's a framework? A framework is just a way you describe how you coach. It's probably a subject for another podcast, but it also helps your sales call script and messaging because you will be much clearer on who you help and how you help and why you help and all those things because you've written about them. All this work goes hand in hand and it makes just your business so much better. So the takeaway from this is I want you to post frequently for you, not for what it can get you in terms of marketing, but for you. And then how frequently should you post? So we're going to throw this in here. It's not the topic today, but I think it's one of those things where you figure out what's sustainable for you at this minute in the now. And you sit there. If you've never posted before, maybe your goal is once or twice a week. And you do that for a couple weeks, couple months even. And then once you feel pretty comfortable with that, raise it up a couple more posts a week, maybe two or three, maybe four, and then sit there for a while. But I think the optimal number of posts a week for the average coach, once they've have some experience posting, is posting about 6 times a week. I see it like training. that I want to do a post most days of the week. Occasionally, I'm going to have a day where I just don't have time, or I'm burned out, or I just don't feel like it, or, you know, it's a, or I'm on vacation or whatever. Take that day off. Just like you would in training, you need rest. And typically the day after rest is a day that I have some of the most creative thoughts because I took a day off. So 6 days a week works for me and a lot of the coaches I work with, but we need to build up to that. We wouldn't go couch to, you know, marathon in like 2 weeks. So give it time. It's okay to give it time, but the more consistency that you can build while also realizing that the longer you post and the more you get comfortable with it, the better things get. Okay. So that's number one, is to improve you. Number two is to improve and nurture your athletes and prospective athletes. We are coaches first and foremost to help people. We are not here to like become billionaires. I mean, if you could do that, that would be cool. But we want to help others. And you're not cheating on your current athletes for what you are, you know, writing about in content. Content is for, to get your ideas out there, for people to understand what you stand for, to see how you coach, to see under the hood of how you would coach another athlete like them. They don't hire you because of all this secret information that's behind the closed doors. Now, of course, there's going to be some maybe rules of thumb or specific workouts or the ways you coach your athletes. Some of that stuff should be hidden behind the paywall. But they actually hire you for the accountability and the individual plan. It's not for all the secret information. So athletes can feel it when you're holding back in your content, like you're only giving part of the story, like you're only giving a part of it. And it just doesn't feel great. I would rather that the athletes were like, wow, if they give this much for free, I can't even imagine what it would be like to work with them. That is the way I want you to think about content, not about always holding back and only giving a small part of it. Or sure, you want to save a little bit for your clients, but they're paying for you. What athletes are paying you for, though, is the accountability. Don't think about it as the content. It's the accountability and the personalized plan and the interactions and the feedback. That's not stuff you'll find in content. So athletes hire us for that individual plan and accountability, but we need to help others that haven't hired us yet build trust. We have to build trust with them. If you just keep posting pictures on Instagram of athletes, let's say, working out, is that building trust? Well, it builds a little bit of trust because the athlete will determine that you actually have paying clients if you're taking pictures of you coaching them. But they want to hear what you have to think, what you have to say. Also, creating content builds a body of work that you can reference for your current athletes. So a couple years ago, I did a series of my favorite swim drills. And then those swim drills I made into Instagram reels. And now in my initial swim workout, they can watch all the drills with all the explanation because they're linked into the workout. This is a hidden benefit, is that once you have it on, you know, when an athlete asks a question like, why is my easy pace this? Well, if you've posted on it, you can just send them that link. Once you build up a bunch of content, you can use it for a bunch of things. You could pull a lot of content in and make an SOP or standing operating procedure, some sort of document for your athletes that explains everything that you've pulled or written already about in Instagram. Like, it doesn't have to be individual, original work every single time. You can use what you've already written. And you want to focus on quick wins. You're not going to write a 10-page dissertation. You get 10 carousel pictures on Instagram, so that's why I was thinking of pages. But you want to focus on getting them a quick win. Solve a tiny problem. Also, probably important to mention here is that you're not writing your content to teach other coaches. You're writing your content to teach your ideal athlete. And a lot of times coaches feel this pressure to create content for the coach down the street that they think is smarter than them. That's not what you want to do. You want to create content for the ideal athlete. I pretend that my ideal athlete is standing across from me when I'm on my computer and I'm writing for them. I'm writing right to them, like I'd be talking to them conversationally. So make sure you focus on those quick wins and realize that content is for nurturing as well. You're going to meet people in the real world. You're going to find people are going to find you on Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and they are going to be intrigued by working with you when they meet you. And in the olden days, you could give them your website and they could go reference your website. In most cases, websites are not very adaptable. Like, you don't change them constantly. Versus Instagram, Facebook, social media, threads, you know, Twitter, whatever. They can see something about you every day or every few days or in stories, or they get more touch points. So what I really like is when an athlete meets you in real life or finds you, and then they follow you and they get to hear from you daily. And then a couple of days, weeks, months, years, they hire you because that nurturing that existed because of social media. Social media is not for finding tons of people. It kind of works when you're super niche, but if you're just, I'm a run coach, I'm a tri coach, you're going to do much better meeting people in real life and then moving them over to social media so that they can get to touch points and continue to build trust. So remember, it's for nurturing. It's not for and getting quick wins and can moving them towards inquiring more than it is about finding new people. If you're stuck and you're not sure what to post, use a Training Peaks or your training app comment response or create an FAQ, like a frequently asked questions. Let athletes see what it's like to work with you. I often say it's like seeing under the hood. They want to see what it would feel like to be working with you, and then you want to give them FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. So show them what it's like when you're coached, when they're coached by you. So that's number two, to improve and nurture your athletes and prospective athletes. So the last one is to drive the marketing of your business. Attraction marketing builds your brand. So we want to make very important that we show your personality, your face, your mannerisms, and remind you that athletes buy a coach, not a logo. Your Instagram profile should be a picture of your face, closer up the better, and really show who you are as a person, not a logo. Logos are for your kits or for your singlets. They're not for your profile photo. What if I have like tons of coaches working for me? It's a little bit more tricky, but honestly, I still think it should be a photo of you, the head coach, or you coaching some people, or you and a couple of the coaches, whatever it may be. And consistent content fuels growth and following inquiries and clients. So it helps you get people interested in you. It helps you grow to inquiries. It's good for all the marketing things. But realize it is work, but work that does pay off over time. I don't like when people have timelines like, oh, I better get this many clients by this date or I'm done, or you know, I expect that every time I get a follow that they become a client right away. You got to throw those timelines away in most cases and instead really focus just on posting every day. And I also see, okay, I post every day, but then I spend an hour a day reviewing the comments, the likes, the refreshing to see if I get more love on a post. And then I go and look at my insights, and I highly recommend you stay away from doing that. And it's more just a post and interact with people. And don't let that, what you feel or perceive to feel about how it's doing, impact your day. Just post and forget about it. If you're on social media, it's to interact and use social media to be social, not to feel bad about yourself about how a post does. But that's probably, again, a topic of another podcast. So remember that each time you write a post, it's going to move an athlete towards inquiring or getting to know you better. So I often think about it like each kind of just an average post is about 1%, and maybe one that really hit home for people moves them forward 2%. But when you look at it that way, you're going to have to post 50 to 75 times to get most athletes interested. And I don't want that number to scare you, to make you feel like it's not worth it. I want you to make it that it is worth it, but you don't need to sit there and count and stress about it. Just keep doing what you're doing. People that found you 6 months ago may be close to inquiring. People that found you a week ago need some time. They're all just in the process. you know, getting to know you and moving forward. They may still be working with another coach and it's not going great and they need to finish out this next race before they inquire. You just don't know. So just keep doing the thing you're doing. Also, social media is the modern version of a business resume. It shows results, testimonials. It gives them lots of information about your coaching and it sells in a lot of different ways. It's probably something we can talk about later, but there's content types that are going to help you. If you want to find, I do have a free resource on my link tree on Instagram, and I can link it in the show notes as well. But if you're like, well, what do I actually post? I have 8 content types and that's the freebie that I have. But you want to think about it as like a wheel. So there's like lots of different kinds of posts, results, testimonials, what you actually offer. And you want to do all of them because some people want to see testimonials and some people want to see what it's like to be coached. Some want to see what your results are. Some want to see if it looks like it's fun to work with you. There's all different kinds of things that people are looking for. So download that freebie and that'll give you some good info if you don't have it already. And then lastly, in this last section of number 3 of to drive marketing, the habit shows that you will be there daily guiding them. So have you ever seen an Instagram account or a website that hasn't been updated for like 4 or 5 years or 2 years even? What do you assume has happened if something hasn't been updated? Most of us assume that the business is not in business any longer. So you're like, oops, that business is out of business now. That's why it's important to be to be consistent. I heard once, which I thought was interesting, was that having stories active shows that your business is open for new business. So it's like a shop that exists, but it never has opening hours. You'd be like, I'm not sure how this is going. So the habit of your consistent content shows that you will show up daily for them too. It shows that you show up for your job. It's kind of a weird one. Some people are annoyed by it, whatever. It's maybe triggering where you're like, wait, how does that even relate? But it does. If you were going to hire a coach yourself, you'd probably, if the coach hadn't posted or hadn't done things, you'd have to probably have had a really good relationship with him in person if the social media is not super consistent to hire them versus the coach that looks like they're showing up for their people every day. So just something to think about. Also, lastly, in this section, consistent content turns you from coach into thought leader. Many of us are coaches because we love to help people. And when we get to thought leader status, whatever it means to actually get there, because I think it's a slope or a sliding scale. But once you are a thought leader, that is when you get to help lots more people because people are reading what you have to say because they know it'll help them. They may not be clients of yours, but you're impacting and helping so many more people. So content moves you from coach into thought leader, which is, I think, super cool. So a lot of you are like, you know what? I am not good at social media. I'm not good at writing. Other people are really good at it. I'm going to tell you, like, it's like anything in life. The people that are good at it are because they've done it a lot. They did all the yards. They've ran all the miles. They've done all the races. They've cycled all over the place. You know, whatever it may be. They've done all of the things. The writers you see that are published, the ones that get tons of shares on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Twitter, Threads, they are people that have already written so much. So they have experience, they have the skill from the practice of what they've done. So that's always an important reminder that it's not some, you know, that you're just not good and there's better others that are better. So get writing. So hopefully I've convinced you to write some more. Hopefully this has motivated you that the content has so many benefits beyond just like marketing or talking about yourself or whatever it may be. But how often should you post? We talked about it a little bit earlier, but write more than you're writing now. So if you're writing once a week right now, write twice a week and then sit there for a bit. And what should you write? Again, I reference, go look at the freebie. My 8 content types will help you get there. And how do I get started? Just go right now. Go post something. It doesn't have to be that hard. You can get started today. You do not have to wait to get started. You can do this. You can do this. So content is something that I feel really strongly about. Like I said at the beginning, it is, you know, other than mentorship, it's probably those two things are the things that were the main actions that I took to change the trajectory of my business and, you know, never looked back. I post a lot because I have a couple accounts. And the more I post, the quicker it gets too. For those of you that are like, it just takes too much time. It does get quicker. And content's something I teach. Today, I just told you should do it and tried to convince you. If you want to learn more about how creating content, I will be doing some more podcasts here on it. But also, I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram at Coach Michelle Lake, and we can chat about what the Dream to Six program is. I have a whole creating content course. It's either 7 or 8 lessons in that program, plus one-on-one, plus other group calls on all kinds of things for your coaching business. And we've had some wildly amazing results recently and in the program the 2 years it's existed. It's almost 2 years old. It'll be, we're getting close there. A couple more months. So if you want to learn more, send me a DM. There's also an application. If you want to start in that way, fill out a form. It's not really an application. It's more like fill out a form and I will respond to you. So either or, I'd love to talk to you and help you grow your business. That's it for today. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake, that's Michelle with 2 L's, on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches, let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.